Are we recording? 1, 2, 3. See, that's why we can't never do nothing right. Hey, what's up, y'all?
What's up, y'all?
Welcome to a podcast about nothing with V.
And AT. We sound like we're in the...
And what?
I guess that's a cave.
That was an echo? Oh, man.
Yes, that's funny.
Hold on. Excuse me.
Shaking and baking stuff.
I hope the sound guy did it right.
Do what?
Got us sounding good.
Thanks, sound guy.
Check your angles.
Man, what is mascara that keeps getting stuck in your eyes?
Ooh.
Don't wear waterproof mascara.
I do.
You shouldn't.
Because my eyes water so much. I guess they don't water up, though.
Mm. You know.
So today, we're going to talk about jealousy and envy.
Jealousy, envy, and greed. Where did I get that from?
I think it goes with...
It's a song.
Well, greed. Greed comes... Is it?
Mm-hmm.
I think greed comes from being... I don't even know.
I do think the sins are connected, but that's... Y'all sinful. We're going to address y'all sins on another day.
We're going to address your sinfulness on another day. But the way this topic came up is my mom uses this word a lot, jealous. And she would always use it to refer to how people act towards me. She always noticed it.
Right.
But I hate that word.
Why? Because you're jealous of me?
Don't jealous me.
Don't jealous me.
No, I hate that word because I think when people use it to refer, when they're talking about themselves and referring to other people being jealous of them, it's a very conceited word. Like how can you, they just jealous of me. It's like,
it's one of those things like,
who are you to
you
be
don't
jealous
get to
of?
Say yeah, that somebody's jealous of
exactly.
you. We have to point it out.
Somebody else needs to point that out. But when people say it in reference to themselves, it's like, who's jealous of you?
I think it's the manner, because I felt like somebody's been jealous of me before.
True. I mean, well, okay. I've never.
But it made me uncomfortable. It was like, ew.
Why are you acting like that?
Yeah, like, get your own life.
How do people act when they're jealous? Or what do they do to make you see that they are jealous of you?
For me, it's what's coming out of your mouth.
That's what people say.
Yeah, they usually give some type of hint that it's like, I'm hating. Mm. Or something like that. But I to see an action, I don't know.
Yeah.
To emulate jealousy, like to for sure know, like, you did this, I know for a fact you're jealous of me. Mm-mm. I wouldn't know what that looks like, because I feel like people can literally do anything.
Yeah.
Like, there's differences of, like, me being jealous. Like, on the internet, I can not like your picture because I'm jealous, or I can, like, key your car and, like, stab
stuff
up.
No. So that's something different.
I'm saying, well... Envious.
Yeah.
And well, I don't know, because reading, it's like jealousy and envy are the same thing essentially.
Yeah.
But the way I always hear it is like envy makes you do things.
The way you explained it earlier was like perfect. It was jealousy.
So what the hell I say?
I wrote it down in my handy dandy notebook. Jealousy is from afar. Envy is personal. Envy is like up close and personal.
Oh yeah.
That was like the perfect, like,
from how I see it, because usually, like, I think of jealousy being petty. Like, you see a car, you see something somebody has, and you're like, oh, I'm jealous.
But see, I think petty is also an action though. When you're petty, it's like you're doing something to be petty. That's jealous. Like, oh, I see that car. Damn. I want that car.
No, I think being jealous is petty. Like, it's like a petty thing. Like, it's small.
Oh, okay.
It's,
I see what you're saying.
It's small. Not like, oh, it's you doing something petty. Like, yeah. Like, I feel like jealousy is small. Like, it doesn't have to have any flame behind it. But once you, it's like that one thought, the one feeling towards a person, a thing, whatever, people can really be jealous of, I guess.
You also explained it in another way. You said jealousy is just that, a thought, you know, you saying something. Yeah. Envy is the action.
Yeah, it's the, like, what makes you stop somebody's bag. And
yeah, that
makes you,
exactly. That's when you're going talking out, down mm-hmm. on somebody. When you're envious, it's like you're trying to drag that person down. Same thing, it's like, it's personal because you're able to do those things. I think the internet feeds jealous and envious people. And also, I don't think envy can go either way. I think jealousy can be negative or positive.
You know what scares me about the internet? Besides
the dilemma.
The dilemma, the social dilemma. Mm. Which I will say, I feel like people should watch. If you know me, then you know it's not news.
Yeah, facts.
The Matrix has been real. Y'all been clicking and liking and all this stuff has been a program, which makes sense. Honestly, if you really sit back, it makes sense. But y'all gotta find some type of balance. But that's y'all fight, not mine. But what I was gonna say was, it makes me nervous, the internet does, because like you said, it feeds the jealous people and stuff. But think about how many people are literally following that page.
Yeah, that's the envious part, I think. And also, the internet makes us feel closer than what we are. So it's easier for you to be envious of someone. It's like that's you said, scary. It's the personal attack is the envy. It's being able to stop someone's bag. It's being able to, you know, spread nasty rumors about people.
And now, you can literally, like, get my page deleted because you're a hater.
Absolutely. That's envy. That is envy. Now, I've never noticed jealousy towards me, but I've noticed jealousy towards other people. Like, I've seen people hate on my husband. I've heard things that people have said about my husband. Shut it down. Every single time, and I will continue. Try Jesus, not me, because I will throw these hands. Oh. Not in real life, in my past life. I got on contacts, don't want to lose them. You know how hard it is to find a contact? Find me when I can take off my glasses.
So that's after 8 p.m.?
Huh? I tried to.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, it just makes me nervous because people have so much access to be haters and to be envious and jealous. And think about, because somebody probably thinks I'm a hater too, because they think the same thing about the Shade Room followers. And I surely do. Go to the Shade Room and scroll and feed.
The fact that you can take the time to comment.
I think the comments is what throws me off, especially friends. I'm talking to you. Especially when I can see your name under like a celebrity's post that you've
got. It's like, why have you, like, you've taken so much time to hate on this person. It's like, get your own shit together. It's like that time is ridiculous. The time
so what's
that
the difference between somebody expressing their dislike and being jealous? Because I see there's a fine line between somebody feeling like they don't like something and somebody feeling like they're hating on them, or they don't want to be defined as like a hater. Because we live in this age, not to cut you off, but we live in this age where everybody just thinks you're supposed to be jealous. Like, think jealousy is the first thing. It's never like, oh, this person really doesn't like it, you know, my stuff, or doesn't like me. But it's like, you have to be jealous. Like, it can't just be you just don't like me.
Yeah.
It's never that. You know, that's it, a always got to be thing.
That's
something.
A great question. I don't know. Like, I can honestly say that I've been a hater. Like, yesterday. Normally, I hate on women that snap back real quick after having kids.
So, was you don't like their pictures? You don't like their pictures or something? Like, how do you hate?
I just be like, oh, they had surgery.
Oh, because you were hating on my good sis, TT.
Who?
Tiana.
Oh, I would never hate on her. That's my girlfriend.
Okay.
What? I'm just saying.
But who else snapped back? I'm just trying to figure it out.
Kim Kardashian.
Surgery.
See? When I say that, it's like, but she's never confirmed that. The only person that I've ever heard confirm that they've had snapback surgery was Cardi B. She was very honest about her. She said, yeah, had that good snapback surgery.
But that's what I'm saying. So it's like, are you literally going to sit here, Kim Kardashian, and make me feel like me? Like, are you going to try to convince me that you didn't have surgery and are you going to tell me that I'm hating in this, in the process? I think that's what blows me about reality stars, because they try to convince you that what they're showing you is real. Then they get mad when you point it out that it's not real, and then they call you haters and jealous, and then the truth comes out. And then it's a sob story.
Yeah, I mean,
I think that is like the ultimate scam. Like, you're trying to make me feel like I'm crazy.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm trying to think who else. I've hated on Beyonce a lot. A lot. It wasn't until the 4 album that I really started to appreciate her. But early on, one, I really didn't care too much for Destiny's Child music. That wasn't me.
Yeah, you are a hater like that.
No.
Yeah, I just thought about it. Yeah, because that ain't right.
I didn't. It wasn't. Well, I've never really cared too much for Destiny's Child music.
Tell them about it.
Okay, that's now see okay, so okay, let me
hater.
Did you really just come up with a cheer? Okay, let me tell y'all something. So first of all, I'm not being a hater. It's what you said. When you really just don't like something and then you're called a hater.
But why? You have to know why you don't like it.
And I thought it was hollow, like there was no substance to it. Okay.
Excuse me. She had no studs in the wall.
Okay. Excuse me. So I am not a huge Aaliyah fan. Mm-hmm. I never have been. I'm not saying, and again, God rest her soul, I don't know her as a person. I just didn't care for her music. I never bought an Aaliyah album. The only song that I really, really liked of hers, or two, Rock the Boat and the one that she redid, the Marvin Gaye song. Yeah, those are the only two songs that I really liked. But I also realized, before y'all get on me, I also realized that Aaliyah never got a chance to live up to her full potential. It's like Beyonce and Destiny's Child and where Beyonce is now. If Aaliyah had the chance to grow, I think the time to grow, exactly, then I think I would have eventually liked her. But where she was in her career, I didn't care for it. I didn't care for her as an actress, and I didn't care for her as an artist.
You didn't care for, but the hate part comes in when you say stuff like, I don't get why.
Yes, that's the hater part, but it's not jealousy or envy. I just don't understand why people...
But what do you think a hater is?
Huh?
What do you think a hater is?
I'm not putting her down. I'm not putting her down. I think a hater,
well, I guess,
jealousy, yeah. Envy and being a hater is like a personal attack on the person. That it's personal. It's like a personal attack.
Like envy is a personal.
Yeah, you trying to bring that person down.
Like it's your personal mission to like.
Yeah, to shit on me and to make other people feel the same way you do. So you go around spreading rumors or...
It's crazy people really take the time to do this for other people. It's
facts. Like, I mean, you ain't really never have to spread a rumor about me because I've always been an open book. But when you tried to spread a rumor, that's when I really got upset. Because I've always been so open about who I was. So when you... So, okay, there you go. I do know people... I do know people who've been jealous or envious of me.
She said, "Light bulb." Tell because of tea. What's the tea, V?
Uh-uh.
The tea with V.
Ooh. So y'all want some tea? Side note. I have fallen in love with black tea with agave and carnation milk.
That sounds strong.
Let me tell you.
What's your favorite kind of tea? Black?
Right now. But I love... Boo. I love the orange.
Orange blossom?
The orange blossom. I have a jasmine tea that I really love.
Earl Grey is where it's at.
Oh, yeah. Earl Grey. The black tea. Earl Grey, carnation milk, or evaporated milk. And... either brown sugar or agave.
Is brown sugar really healthy?
I don't know. People think everything brown is... I mean, actually, it is. Everything that's brown is healthy.
The blacker the berry.
The healthier the juice. That sounds disgusting. It does. But no, okay, so... There was a time in my life to where, you know, I was out there doing my thing... Had a dude here. I had different hoes.
Sounds like a phase to me.
Different hoes and different area codes. And I never went out there and say, oh, I got this dude. Oh, I got this dude and this dude doing this. I never put my business out there, but I also never hid what I was doing, you know? And I was hanging with a group of girls at the time. I think the only time in my life that I had a group of girls around me. And they tried to lie and say that I was sleeping with somebody else. It's like...
They tried to ask somebody else to your team.
They tried to ask somebody else. I'm like, but wait, hold on. Time out. Hold on.
Because it's these four over here.
Yeah, like, I've never lied about what I was doing. I've never just thrown it out. I've never broadcasted it, but if I'm not lying and I'm...
I think those have to be the worst kind of rumors. Like, I'm not going to say they're not far-fetched, but it's like, of all things to say, of especially something that when you could have asked me.
You could have just asked me. It's like these group of girls... At this point in my life, we were so close. We did everything together. We were together all the time. So I considered them to be, you know, those good friends that you family, this da-da-da. And for y'all to get together and say that I'm actually sleeping with somebody else that I'm not sleeping with or even dealing with, because I wasn't sleeping with all of them, you know what I mean? But yeah. I was dealing with all of them. At that time, it's like... Why would you do that? You know who I'm dealing with.
Yeah.
It ain't never been a secret, so don't add somebody to my roster. Like, what the fuck? Like, don't do that. And anyway, that time, and I think that probably was not the last time that I really got close, that I got close to a group of girls. I've had really close friends here and there.
What happens when you get older, but like meeting females that aren't weird when you get into like 20s, to me is hard.
Yeah. I think also weird is relative.
No, of course it is. But to me.
I'm weird?
No. I met you in my 20s and I got close to you thanks to your husband. But
you're welcome. I'm a stalker.
Don't tell nobody.
What? That?
I'm just playing.
No, you're not. Just playing. Okay, time out. I do have to call and threaten her, though.
What? What?
Because when she don't answer her phone.
Please say on the record, I'm horrible. We've known this for years.
You ain't never been even horrible with me. It was like a couple of days, and I'm calling. So then I had to send her a voicemail like, yo, bitch, I will pull up.
Too much fun with these emojis.
I do. I will pull up on that ass.
She will.
We in a sister cousinship.
See what I'm saying?
So.
I honestly don't even realize how much time goes by. And it's something that pretty much everybody that I know has a problem with.
Social dilemma.
Yeah, it's a social dilemma. You guys are caught up in the matrix and I'm living.
No, she's in it too.
No.
Okay, I'm gonna start. You know what? I'm gonna start taking. Don't tell her.
Nope. This is gonna be the new challenge. Everybody's gonna screenshot their screen time in the beginning on Sunday, and we're gonna see who wins.
What?
Screen time challenge.
Oh, I would win.
Win what? The most amount of time on your phone.
It depends on what the winner.
I literally looked at my screen time for a week. I was on Instagram for 47 minutes. I could not believe that. 47 minutes for a whole week.
I can see that.
No, but it's like, dang. I thought I spent more time on it sometimes.
But screen time as a whole, you're talking about just Instagram?
Screen time as a whole, it was average 5 hours a day. This is when I first started noticing it. It was 5 hours a day, and the majority of the time I was on GPS.
Where you see this at? Let me see.
It's on your phone, on the data. I have mine pop up every week.
Screen time.
Sorry, my finger's fat. Lord.
Screen time.
She's a little cheap ring trying to stick to me.
Oh, what's your daily average?
It's probably up now.
Oh, so now all of a sudden hers is up.
Yeah, let me see. Where is that?
Mine just went up.
What does your daily average say?
But I work on my phone.
Oh, now she work on. Now she work on phone.
For business activities.
My daily average is 6 hours.
Mine is 8.
Yeah, see.
8 hours, 19 minutes.
6 hours.
But I also run all of our social accounts.
Yeah, that's not bad.
Oh. What, 8 hours?
Don't tell people. We got teams. We got a team. That's not bad. But no, seriously. Stop being jealous of me.
Yeah, it's a crazy thing because I notice it with friends. I notice it in family.
Oh, yeah. I would be jealous of y'all, too, though. I don't know about envious.
What?
Because y'all popping for real.
Who?
Well, at least that's the way it seems. You know, the thing about it is, when it comes to jealousy, I notice with you guys, your husband cares to explain nothing, okay, to anybody. And you don't care to explain, but you'll be an open book. But you also don't like people asking you too many questions.
What? Really?
You don't think so?
I like answering questions. No.
Not about yourself.
I like asking questions.
Yeah. And you don't really, you're not really, it's like, I'm an open book. Ask me if you really need to know. And
it really is if you can handle it. If you really, it's not if you need to know, if you want to know. That's what it is for me. Like, if you really want to know the answer to this, cool.
But that means you would have to sense, like, the genuineness in the conversation. Like, I feel like I should really give up this
answer. So you've seen me dismiss somebody asking me questions?
Not, like, in my face, but, yeah.
I didn't know that about myself.
You learn something new every day.
About yourself. Yeah, I've never noticed that. I don't mind. Well, I don't know. Now that you say that, I don't know if I mind people asking me questions.
I just think it's the, because I'm the same way when it comes to certain things about me. Like I always tell people, you have to know what to ask to get the specific, what you're looking for out of me.
How to ask you.
You have to. Like, you have to. Like, I'll be that irritated person. You'll ask something, and I'll answer your question exactly how you want me to.
Oh, you know what I used to hate? Can I have a drink of water? And they'll be like, can you? I don't, like, I guess.
Yeah. Oh, my mom got me really good at that. Like, don't ask, can I borrow? Can I, like, she's like, can I have, like, you know, she's like, may I, can I, you need to know the difference.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Jealousy and envy is I think it's a dangerous thing. Like I said, I think the Shade Room, Ball Alert, World Star, like all those things, just the internet in general, especially social media, it feeds envious people.
But that's what I mean when I say there's so many people that follow that, that everybody has a little bit of it in them. Because you essentially know what gossip blogs and sites and stuff are. They're pages that feed off of people's negativity.
Yeah.
And we are a part of the what? Problemo.
Facts.
Because we're giving the people numbers, we're giving them an audience. Mm-hmm. Now you can press a heart next to the comment that says something foul because you agree with it in real life.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's almost, it's not even so much them hating on them. It's like the competition to have the funniest comment, the smartest one, to get the, like, it, it's literally a whole psychological thing that's it broken is. Down. But.
And I think now I've, in what, in with work, you know, with the studio, I've also seen that level of envy.
See, when that's what I'm scared to get to. People actually saying your name out of their mouths and speaking negativity over you.
Trying to sabotage what you're doing. And in the beginning, and we speak on this a lot, it's like everybody's excited to come up with you. But when you reach a point to where other people feel like it's their perception, because you don't know where we are, you don't know what's in our bank account, you don't know I live in nothing, you know. And again, people are, it's how they feel you are. I used to always tell people it's not what it, how can I put it? When you grow or you reach a point to, I don't even know what I'm saying. Hold on. Let me look at my notes because I know what I want to say. But
when you reach a certain point of success or something
that other people feel that they can't reach, you know what I mean?
You've explained that to me before about myself.
That's it. Yeah. It's like when people see you doing things.
I scratched the hell out of my eyebrow. Okay, sorry. But the thing about it is, it's not even the level, because from the outside looking in, well, maybe the situations you guys were in, the working environment was a lot closer than, you know, what we've come to have now. But it just seems like, I don't know, like, you haven't even put out like people make it up in their minds,
and
like
that's what
literally
it is.
Make it up, because you haven't. You, I ain't seen a video of you twerking on a bed with money all over the place.
Not yet.
You know what I'm saying? You know, mm-hmm. Nothing. I haven't seen you guys do anything extra. I take that back. But, you know,
like
extra
what?
Flashy. Not really, but, like, sometimes. But that's personal space, though.
Yeah.
Everybody's not supposed to see certain things. But for the things that I feel like, how do you make it up? Because where?
What do you mean?
Like, how do you make, what are you making up in your mind? What's making you feel like, wow, these people are in a different position or a better position or, you know, step up from, it's like, how?
Certain things change. When we moved from Northeast DC to the apartment in Hyattsville, we dealt with it. Mm. And it was like, dog, we loved our house in Northeast. We loved being there. We loved the neighborhood, the River Terrace off of Benning Road. Like, we had such a great time there. Jaden loved it, neighborhood full of kids. And then we moved into these apartments in Hyattsville, brand new apartments. They look great, you know, but it was such a disconnect. And again, it felt good.
Oh, y'all wasn't humble.
Who
moving
was
on
it?
Up. Moving to
the high rises in the sky.
To the high rises, what of you?
People assume that you're not humble. People assume that you've changed because they changed. That's what I was trying to say. Sorry. People around you change based off of how they feel you're going to act.
That's what celebrities do all the time or talk about all the time.
All the time. Like, we were, my cousin is Marvin Bagley, that plays for Sacramento Kings. And we were somewhere and somebody, a family member said, oh, you know, they changed. They can't nobody talk to them. Can't nobody get in contact with them. And I was like, well, I mean, what do you mean? I talk to them all the time. And he was like, yeah, but like they act like somebody wants something from them. And so I just asked a simple question. Where did you talk to them before he mm-hmm. became a part of the Sacramento Kings? It's like, yeah, I used to. People think because you comment or double tap that you are staying.
That's communication.
Yeah, that you're staying connected. That's not staying connected. Picking up the phone and calling and say, hey, cuz, how you doing? You know what I mean? Like, that's staying connected. How's your family? Not, oh, I see you doing big things. Like, don't do that.
Don't gas me up.
You know, or when somebody, we talked about it in the entrepreneur mm-hmm. Episode with you doing Ian. Like, people, when we won the Grammy, our first Grammy, people were coming from out the woodworks. People we haven't talked to in years. It's like, oh, can I borrow some money? And when you say no, it's like, well, fuck you then. You done changed. It's like, nigga, I haven't talked to you in 10, 20 years.
I love the fact that my first word was no. This is going to be a breeze.
Like, you know, I think, and then they go around spreading those things, and that's the envious part. But just know that it's not good for your heart or your soul, your mind, your spirit. That what? Jealousy, that envy.
Oh, yeah.
It's draining. How do you hate? And
because you have to constantly follow me. You have to constantly watch what I'm doing to be able to keep up with the new, to know that you hating on me.
Like, how do you go around? How do you leave a situation? Or how do you go around talking bad about somebody? We've always, and this is you's motto. It's like, all right, well, you can shit on me all you want.
I'm right? never going to clear it up.
You can talk bad about me, but if what you say is true, when you distance yourself from me, your situation should be so much better.
Yeah.
And I should be the one that's, you know, not doing good. And you'll never see that. And he also never talks bad about anybody. Me, on the other hand, I can give two shits.
I'll have a little rant, but I don't understand how... I can honestly say that I'm pleased to know people who don't shit on people.
Yeah, I am too.
Because, whoo, child, the emotions.
Yeah, I am
that,
too.
That, like, arise in my spirit sometimes. It's like, oh, I can't even manage.
Judu can hear what people are saying about him and know that it's fact. He can, like, hear it from 20 different people, the same conversation. Like, oh, such and such contacted me, went out their way to contact me and say this about you. And you'd always say, you know, it's all love. You know, hurt people do hurt things. But, you know, we'll get back to it. Literally, it's like, I'm looking at him like, well, I guess.
Right, we'll get back to it. Boring, you boring. Right.
Like, say something bad about him.
Boring.
But, like. But he never, it's one of the things that I love about him. My dad's that way, too.
My mom's like that.
You will never hear my dad say anything negative about someone.
Yeah, she don't just sit around and talk bad. Ian don't either. But that's the obliviousness. I feel like he doesn't even pay attention enough to what people do for him to even feel like what you're doing is bad.
I think that I just think that some people are just in such a good space in their life. That
but
they
his
just
whole
don't,
life, though?
Yeah, he just don't have time. You
he's
said
definitely,
it.
I will say, he's definitely been here, like, he's never been here before. Like, this is his first time.
And he's having a ball.
I believe that. Like, I really believe that. Like, it wasn't, oh, he's been here before. Like, no, he's experiencing everything, all of this, for, like, the first time. It was me that came up who was like, Lord, you can take me nowhere else to come back on this earth. But thank God.
But yeah, like, the Jaden's like that. I remember Jaden very young. She was still in elementary school, probably like third or fourth grade. And she was like, what did she say? She said, yeah, there was some drama at school today. And I was like, really? I said, were you involved? No, I told him. What did she say? She said something to the point of, I told him they either need to talk to each other and figure it out, or don't talk about it at all. Like, don't talk about it no more. Jane. I don't have time for it. I said, oh. It's like, yes. I did something right. Because, you know, I think, and kids.
What?
Like watching the Social Dilemma. Okay. Social Dilemma is a Netflix special about social media, just about the internet in general and how they have used us, or really
them highlighting the fact that they're
created things to manipulate us
after it being such a great thing in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
The old employees of all your favorite social media sites, Twitter, Facebook,
Google,
Reddit, all of those mm-hmm. things, Instagram, Snapchat, whatever, people who used to work there and pretty much quit all these jobs for ethic reasons and moral code and all that other stuff. Mm-hmm. And they're highlighting their discomfort for the technology industry, basically recognizing, which we should all realize, that there's these men between the ages of 20 and 35 mm-hmm. making all these decisions that will impact everybody with a cell phone. And it went from something being a tool to it kind of using us in a sense.
Mm-hmm. And
just the gist.
It was a really great quote. It basically was saying there are only two industries that call the consumer a user, and that's a drug dealer and social media.
Mm-hmm.
We're users and we're addicted to it. And it's real. It's the truth, you know, to our screens, to our whatever it is. It could be email.
It's like the action. You know how people say some people might not even be addicted to smoking. It's the action of putting something mm-hmm. to your mouth, like the hand motion of like, mm-hmm. I feel like I should just be doing this. It's the same thing with the phone. Like my phone is sitting right here. It doesn't have to be. I'm not going to answer it. But
mm-hmm.
the thrill of like, oh my God, is this a text? And no, I need to update my phone.
Basically, they know every little thing. It's every... how long you look at a post, and it's like everybody sees something different and they feed it to you. So yeah. It's like, and then they sell us off to the highest bidder. Basically it's like, mm-hmm. okay, I purchased this, I purchased that. And you know,
the social media sites that you use are essentially buying your screen time, and mm-hmm. who's paying for that are the advertisers who are trying to keep you on these screens for a longer period of time. So they implement all these little tiny things that you don't even realize that are happening. You're just thinking, oh, new iPhone, oh, new features, but they've done everything on this app, from everything that you touch, the way the phone is designed, how you hold it, what you press, the way numbers are set up, how a keyboard is. It's all meant to fuck you up mentally.
You know what's crazy?
shit is crazy.
It is. So, of course, I'm sure everybody, at least I hope everybody by now, has recognized that when you speak about something, so for example, I love Range Rovers. So does you do. I guarantee that I'm going to see an ad for a Range Rover on my phone within the next couple of days, probably within the next couple of hours. But what
happens to me on Facebook all the time.
But you know what's crazy, and I don't think that people have caught on yet. If you have, and I know YouTube is a Google app, and I haven't really noticed. I never know if I'm on YouTube TV or cable when I'm looking at TV, if I come into the room. But I noticed that, what was it? I do have an addiction to Zillow, right? When I'm in a new area, I'll just pull up houses in that area. And I was watching TV the other day, and I saw at least 3 Zillow ads. I've never seen a Zillow ad in my life. But it was after I had spent most of my day on Zillow. And I couldn't remember whether or not it was on YouTube TV, which that makes more sense to me because it was Google. But if it was on regular cable, then this shit is way deeper than what we think. Hold on 1 second. I apologize. My daughter's calling me. Jaden, is this an emergency? I'm recording right now. The link? Oh, okay. So I emailed it to you and to grandma. It's in your email. Mm-hmm. And it says workout link.
Oh.
Okay. Thank you. All right, bye.
Health as well.
Okay, sorry about that.
I guess it was an emergency.
Yeah, so we do this workout every day from 7 to 7:30 with the Good Thick. Hey! And it is no joke, and we're supposed to work out at 7, and it's 6:46, but I'm not there to set up the Zoom link for my mom.
Oh.
My mom and I do it together.
I know, you better stay dedicated.
So I'm not there. So I sent them the link and everything so Jaden can log in. I actually was going to log in from here and do it. I feel bad. I missed class the other day.
Doing what?
Okay. Let me tell y'all something. Okay, I've been breaking out in these hives, right? No, I'm not dirty. I take showers now. It's the noun that's gonna throw y'all off, like, right. But it's either just seasonal allergies, because this happened when I was in 11th grade too, but I really do think they said it's either that or stress that also makes me break out in hives. But I took Benadryl. Normally I take one pill, but it was so bad this day that I took two, and my heart rate was really high. Like, I was sitting down and my heart rate was at 107, me just sitting. And I know that because of my Fitbit.
So you gonna put the Benadryl down? intervention.
Well, I mean, I was breaking, I was itching like, I told you, it's been for like, what, a week and a half now. Every night I break out.
I don't know what it is.
I really do. I mean, the same thing happened when I was in 11th grade around the same time. It was the beginning. I remember because it was the beginning of the school year and I had started a new school.
Oh.
And I was just, every day, I was just breaking out in hives.
Dang, it could be stress.
Mm-hmm. But I feel more relaxed now. Well, maybe not.
That's the thing about stress too. You don't know when you're stressing. Like, your body, like, I've gone to the doctor and they're like, hold on, wait, let me take your heart rate again, because what you stressing about? And I'm like, I thought I was cool. And they're like, no, you need to go to the emergency room.
Oh,
I've been told that twice.
To the emergency? Really?
But it's just like, I don't know if you're nervous because you just came in here, because, you know, they freak me out. But and then there's so many of y'all walking in here, like,
my heart rate was up way too high. For me to be working out, I was sitting down at 107, but I don't know what's normal, what's not. It just didn't.
Me either. I love when people are like, oh, my blood pressure was this, and this over this. I'm like, okay.
Like, no, should be in the hospital right now. I was like, what? No, but
what's the number it's supposed to be?
But I know when I have a resting heart rate, it's like at 89.
I was just about to say, I think the heart rate of regular normal ones, like between 75 and 80 something.
Yeah, when I have a resting heart rate, it's like 89. But the older I get, the more like anxious I get too. So I feel like my heart rate could be anything at any time. But it definitely was. My breathing was off too.
Oh. breathe it out.
You know, Benadryl messes with your respiratory system.
Yeah. That's how I don't really take medicine, but that's how I don't really do the liquid.
Did Cameo with Mo ever tell you about the time she said I tried to kill her?
But you gave her Benadryl?
So she has asthma, right? And her asthma, like, you,
flares. Yeah, she still has like asthma attacks.
Yeah. And we were in church and she, I don't know what was happening, but I was like, oh, I got allergy medicine, and I gave her Benadryl. And she was like, I don't know what's wrong, I'm just so tired. And she was like, what'd you give me? And I was like, Benadryl. She said, she knows she can't take Benadryl.
Oh, wow.
And, yo, the whole service, I was nervous. I started panicking. Anyway, but, yeah, jealousy, envy. Don't be jealous of people.
Don't be jealous of me.
Don't be envious of people. Don't jealous me. Snake don't swing with monkey.
I mean, let the jealousy motivate you.
And I think that's it. Like, you jealousy can motivate you. You can be motivated by jealousy.
Like, you guys can achieve something. I don't know about all of your goals, but I'm sure you can get to a couple of them if you just set some.
You can achieve all of them. Mm-hmm. That's what it looked like you was about to say. You can. You can achieve every single one of your goals. I don't know why you wouldn't be able to.
No, you can, but people get impatient. I'm just saying, like, people get impatient, you know, you get tired, you feel like it's gonna take forever.
Eyes on the prize.
Stick on the prize, but if you see a lot of people with the prize that you want in the process, right? This is what you do. Stay calm, stay committed.
But what's a lot of people though?
Like, I'm saying, if you want something, if you're jealous, say it's a lifestyle or something like mm-hmm. that. Cause there's this whole thing, the selling dreams thing, that like, every woman is going to be chosen by some man who got trillions of dollars, and they're going to put him up in a house, be so faithful. You know what I'm saying? Treat them the best kind of way, be a man.
Oh, everybody wants that.
That's what everybody is gunning for.
You know what I've been jealous of, and I've spoken about this before. Not jealous, but it's like, I wish I could be extra.
You are.
No. Extra in the way I present myself. Like, I love seeing, but see, that's the thing. I don't think
as she's sitting here with a wig. Like, it's like she doesn't.
Who has one of
them? And it's like an icy one that didn't go out of your head. It's like, what do you mean? How much more extra do you want to be?
But I'm saying, so this is why I don't feel that it's jealous, because I love seeing it. It makes me happy. I love seeing women that are so put together, and I just don't feel like I'm that.
I mean, that's not jealousy.
Yeah, it's like, I wish I could do that.
What do you mean? Like, polished?
Polished and just like, when they step out, it's like,
from the head to the toes to the...
You will never...
The difference between you and everyone else.
You will never
else.
Catch them slipping. You will catch me slipping all the time in Kroger.
Yeah, I might slip a couple times. I might have slipped a couple times.
Publix, I might put on some chapstick.
I think the difference between you and the other people that dress like you and stuff is accessories. That's like the main difference between you. And I noticed it with myself too, because I feel completely naked. And people always, you're dressed up, you're this and this. No, just an accessory. If I take this off, I'll look like I'm not doing nothing. This makes it feel like I'm going out.
This nigga has on leather pants. Okay. What is she talking about?
I mean, but this is normal. I don't have, like I told you, I don't really have like...
Like, like, let me think. You know who I feel is really well put together, and like every time they probably leave a house, they're on point, which is probably not the truth. They just show us the best part of them, which is another fucked up thing about social media. And I'm about to show all my cellulite.
Mm-hmm.
And how my
the jiggles.
Everything just moves. I wish my shit moved. I shouldn't move at all, but
what, jiggles?
Rashida. She's all...
But what is it about her that you feel like is the difference? Because you've purchased from the store.
Once.
You have graphic tees and
somebody
jeans
stole my stuff. Up.
I know it's a Rashida style. She does look really nice. And she usually... I wouldn't say usually, but she looks age appropriate for as much color and stuff as she wears. And
yeah,
I appreciate that.
Exactly.
But I'm trying to figure out, what are you talking about?
I don't know, just how I feel like she's always well put together. She always looks on point. Always. Always looks on point. Another person is, I don't know right now. But I'm sure...
You've said that before, so it's like style inspo.
Yeah. So I don't think that's jealous.
It's not jealousy.
Because I'm the type of person, I'm like, oh, I love her style, so I'm going to go ahead and make me a mood board. And because she has a store and she wears everything from her store, I'm going to just...
Go to the store.
Yeah. Like, I get inspiration from it. So I don't know if I've ever really been jealous of someone or if I've done anything envious towards someone.
Have I done anything envious towards somebody?
If you heard that.
I don't think I have. And have I gotten jealous? I'm sure.
I mean, I think everybody gets jealous, but not to the point to where it turns into envy.
Yeah, and my feelings don't last for long. I know people. Yeah.
That was another thing. When you're envious of someone, you can't let it go. Every chance you get to shit on someone, you will literally shit on this person. I also think envy, you try to sabotage. Same thing, shitting on somebody, stopping a bag. You'll sabotage them. And I think you can... Let me watch my words.
Yeah, it's like I get jealous, like, oh, FOMO, y'all hanging, but then it dies down because I don't really feel like I miss out on too much.
It's like... When you feel somebody doesn't deserve the life that they live,
ooh,
that is envy. And so you shit on, you won't necessarily shit on them
I
in
think
person.
That's misery. I mean, it goes hand in hand, but the light bulb went off in my head. It sounds more like misery because of your own situation. I can be in a great situation and still not feel like somebody
misery
deserves.
Feeds envy.
Yeah, but I can be in a great situation symptoms. And still feel like you don't deserve that shit. Whatever. I feel like you can still have those feelings. But it's the misery that is like, that brings it up and talks about it. And
it's like when you...
I don't know.
I'm trying to think of an example.
Because that's really the haters that I know, the people who are jealous, bitter, salty, whatever the case may be. It's usually the people who aren't where they want to be and not in the situation. Like, you can't even be mad at them.
Yeah,
it's like, I ain't even mad at you. Just do better. You're going to waste a lot of time sitting around talking about them.
And that's what it is. It's like, if you feel... somebody, like I said, doesn't deserve the life that they live, and you take every chance you get to, and you won't maybe you won't say it to them directly, because that's what I feel a lot of it is, but you might say, you're not gonna do, I don't even know how to explain.
Maybe I live in an off world or somewhere where this happens. I'm sure, I would hope that it does, but jealousy is one of those things that I don't feel like I would ever hear out of anybody's mouth them admitting to.
No,
like I'll never hear somebody say, I can admit I was jealous, besides when it comes to like relationships, you know, people like, I can admit I was jealous and I acted crazy, but like friends
that's wise. That is a great point. I think a lot of, especially females, it's like they like to admit that they are jealous or they act crazy over their dudes. I've heard that a lot.
Yeah, they like that, and they like when their dudes act crazy over them too, because it makes them feel like, think about the households a lot of people came from. Violence was like love. Or wow, I have this conversation all the time. What you see and what you know love to be is literally like, people think love is hugs, kisses, cuddling, snuggles. Mm-hmm. No, love is from the day that the person is born, what they're taught up until they meet you or whoever else they're talking to.
Hmm.
You get what I'm saying?
Whatever love is taught.
It's an experience.
It's an experience.
It is.
It's what you're exposed to.
Whether, did you eat every day? That's love. Did you get clothes put on your back? That's love. You got bathed every day? That's love. It's an experience.
Is what you've experienced through your life.
Exactly. That's how you project it back out to the person that you say you love. And maybe the person you love the most is who you watched give love. So that's how you know how to give it back. You don't know. This all psychological in my mind. But it's weird. Like, a lot of people didn't grow up in those lovey-dovey, what we look at on TV, Cosby show environments.
Yeah.
So they know it to be crazy and parents arguing and like, you know, it, unfortunately, I don't have a lot of friends whose parents were married. I have two friends, three, but that's like a distant came back around type of thing. But two friends of all the people that I know, like really stuck together and been together since I've known them.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So people's a thing of like perception of love is all jacked up. What they think a relationship is supposed to be is all jacked up. It's all different.
I think people try to emulate what they see
what
as
they
well.
See, like whether what they like, want or what they've seen. You know what I'm saying? Like somebody who's, I'm never going to be like my parents or this person. I want to be like the Cosby. So they're going to be putting on sweaters and eating sandwiches every day. And then you got the people who like, I'm just saying. Then you have the people who are like their parents and it's like, I love you. And it's like, how do you know? Because I be cussing you out. I hear this a lot too. You get on my nerves. I know we gonna be together forever.
Oh wow.
That's a thing. Like, I know you irritate me so much and my parents used to irritate each other. You argue about the smallest things. It's like, wait, what?
I do people.
I do that too.
Sorry. I don't know, see. don't try to. I do feel that, like what people see on TV, it's like a lot of, I've noticed that people need drama in their life to feed them. They're bored.
Yeah, like nobody, like think about it. Nobody just wants to have like a mellow, low key, no problems. It's like, oh my God, berserk. If da 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 da, or this happening, what? Everything got to be an irritant, an issue.
You need that drama in your life.
Something you got to be irritated with, like just something. It's like, what happens to all the simple people in the world? Everybody needs something. And I notice that's another way for a lot of people to feel love too.
Yeah.
Drama and like, oh, he was going crazy over me.
Like, I don't get
you have
that.
Three black eyes. Like, it's a scary thing, but
yeah.
Y'all be jealous
of me.
Right, ain't got nobody to be jealous of. Be jealous of me.
Have you seen or heard anybody be jealous of what we're doing?
Oh yeah, but it comes out
really?
In like
really. That's so crazy.
It comes out in words, not like. Well, yeah, it is kind of direct, but when it same thing when somebody ain't happy with themselves, that's all it can be. You know, when somebody is not happy with themselves, it'll be projected onto you. I can't do this. I can't support this. I can't be around this. I can't do this until I got my shit together. Same thing. You can't knock them. And what you supposed to do? Okay. I always let people be. And I realize that when I let people be, they're never shocked about how I treat them if they come back around because they understand.
Mm.
Usually works for me.
You really, really have to do something to me. Like,
how about I say what?
No, I'm saying like, it's
to do what you mean?
Like, you have to, like I said, you have to try to stop the bag, or you have
for
to
for you to like intentionally cut somebody off. Mm-hmm. I don't know. People usually drop themselves off. That's the crazy part.
Yeah, like I easily forgive. You don't think so?
Who? No.
Really?
Forgive what though?
Like, if somebody.
Because people don't really. I'm not going to say people don't do stuff to you. I'm sure you feel offended by things sometimes. But what do people really do to you for you to be like, I could cut you off, but I'm not. I forgive you.
A lot.
For real?
Mm-hmm. A lot.
Oh, well, then that's good for your spirit.
Yeah.
That's
but
probably
you,
why you're so happy.
You really have to, like, really fuck me over. And most of the time, it doesn't really have to do with me. It has to do with my family. You have to intentionally try to hurt my family and what we're doing for me to, like, say, if I see you, I might spit in your face. That's that. I don't
see.
I don't,
to me, that carries over into hate, and I ain't got the time.
There's no gray area with me. Well, let me not say that. Because I can be cordial with somebody and just not really fuck with you.
Yeah, and I'm really good at, like, not acknowledging somebody in the room, and that burns people's soul. But it's, like, good for me.
I can't do that.
See, it's good for me. It's like, okay, I know I don't have to deal with you, and then I don't deal with you, and then it's surprising.
Yeah, I don't do really well with that. I'm always going to acknowledge somebody. Hey, how are you? But that's probably the extent of it. And then if I've noticed that you've
I don't even want to know if you're okay. So it's like, hi, bye. I don't care. We don't have to talk.
Wow. Yeah.
If I've decided, if it's like that, like, you're gone out of my mind. And people say that's wrong, but it's like, this is my own defense mechanism.
Oh, no, that's to protect you.
Yeah, it's like, why you getting so upset? Like, I just don't want to talk.
I don't want to talk to you.
That's it.
So I can keep smiling like this. But, like, even, you know, more recent within, like, the last 10 years, we've definitely had some things that happen with other people.
Hell yeah, because y'all team was huge
towards us. And even in that, I was able to personally cut you off. But with you two, I would say, like, oh, you probably should check on this person. Like, if I, because I also feel that, I don't know the word. Oh, I'm very intuitive. I feel a lot. I feel. Even if I'm not necessarily connected to the person, it's like, if somebody's on my mind too much, then it's I would say 99% of the time, it's a sign. It's something telling me something. And a lot of times it's not good. And so I'll tell you to, like, hey, you probably need to check on this person, because I don't fuck with this person at all, and they've been on my mind for the past week.
What I don't try to do is feed people's negativity.
No, I don't do that.
Like, if somebody has a problem or they're jealous of somebody and they're venting to me or something about it, I won't go behind them and engage or really, okay, yeah, I agree. I try not to do that. Because it's like, if I do, you're going to keep talking about the shit. Like, I don't.
Yeah.
But I don't really go back or, like, feed off of people's. Even if I do feel some type of way, I make sure you have your own feelings.
You try not to add to it.
I try not to add to it because I have my own reasons and I know why. Because of how I come off, and I know how I come off to people sometimes, I recognize that literally every single day is a different meeting me.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? You can get something different. Collectively, people who know me are like, same different traits for the most part. But if you've met me, like, I can probably tell you why this person feels this type of way. It's like, oh yeah, well, this day I was talking to no humans. This day, facts. I was cheery, and you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I was working the other day. I ain't even gonna lie to you. It shocked me because I didn't open my mouth and say a word for 7 hours.
Wow.
It was weird. And I was working with a bunch of people and I didn't talk to none of them. I was like, dang.
Yeah. I also try not to, if I feel something about someone and you've never met that person, I won't say anything negative about that person. Because I never want to skew somebody's feelings towards someone if they haven't met them. At least I don't think I do.
Yeah.
At least I don't think I do.
If you have to deal with them on a certain sense and you ask me and I'm being asked, I'll give my honest opinion always.
Now that, yes.
I'll also say, make your own judgment.
I know in business, a lot of times it's like, oh, we're not working with that person no more. Why?
That'll tell everything you need to know, in my opinion.
Because, just not working with that person anymore. So, but yeah. Envy and jealousy, it definitely is a fine line.
It is.
Between the both of them, but I think it also is, like you said, envy is the action.
Envy is the action. Y'all got a lot of time if you got time for envy.
Trying to, constantly put somebody down, trying to make other people feel negative towards someone. That's the envious part. Or thinking that someone doesn't deserve the life that they are living, and so every chance you get, you shit on them in an indirect way.
This is also prominent too on the internet, because, like, think about how many people you touch on a daily basis at school, and the opportunities that you had for people to be jealous of you and you to be jealous of people, and now that's multiplied by like 60 trillion.
That's what I was saying about social dilemma, the jealousy, the envy. Also, it's magnified, but it also feeds your insecurities. and your insecurities about yourself. So think about it.
What?
When I'm just saying. See, that's what you get.
Hey y'all, it's V.
And AD.
And we got a little secret.
So if you've happened to scroll through our Instagram and check out our social media graphics, or head over to our YouTube and check our thumbnail graphics, then you know we've leveled up our life 100%.
Hell yeah. We partnered with our friends over at Design Pickle. And they gave us a little code to give to you guys. 50% off of your first month of graphic design essentials and custom illustration. All you have to do is plug in that code APAN50, and that'll get you 50% off your first month. That's APAN50. And get like us.
Get like me.
And we back like it was nothing.
But no, yeah.
But I was saying, like, it feeds your insecurities, right? So think about Social Dilemma, and again, had this conversation with someone before that. It's recording. Oh, I think you probably tagged something on there, so it'll probably be like a mark or something. I don't know.
Like on the screen?
No. Probably on the app. This thing right here. See, we can see ourselves.
Oh, I tagged you.
So you tagged something like right here. You hit a tag. I think.
Yeah, that's what it looks like.
This is the new and improved GoPro. This is dope. Hey, you good?
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I think it's also when you're envious and jealous, you can do things to yourself. You can harm yourself because it's feeding your insecurities, is what I'm saying. So like the whole like suicide thing, you know, how they said how it's increased over the years, and the girls and the kids are getting younger and younger, right?
Mm-hmm.
When you are really insecure, it's like that envy eats you up, and I think it goes hand in hand as well, and I could be wrong. Think about it.
That's true, because usually what people say they're jealous of is something that they don't have, so it's an insecurity that's like you see it all day and it's like I just have to say something.
Have to say like something. I have more to so do see, something.
I don't know why I just think insecurity is about people's body.
A lot of times, that's what they feed us.
Yeah, that you should be insecure about your body. And literally, your doctor's fat. I'm just saying.
That's some real shit.
Like, what? Y'all are kidding me.
That's some real shit. That's some real shit. Damn.
She just got caught off guard. Like, wait. I'm gonna start asking you questions. Like, what you do this week?
What, your doctor? So have you been exercising?
Right, because you're looking a little stiff there.
So your back's been hurting if you lose some of that.
For real.
That's real. But yeah, it a lot of times, because that's what they feed you, is what they want you to be insecure about.
Because they were talking about how we're trying to fight against this computer. If you don't know, you're fighting algorithms all day. That's why they advise you to click on your own videos, click on opposing views, because whatever you think, pretty much what you're thinking, you're typing some way, shape, or form.
You know what's crazy, though? So I know they all messed up with me. They are all messed up. They are confused by who I am.
But the thing about it is, there's an algorithm behind you that makes sense to. Isn't probably, that crazy?
Yeah, and whatever computer is watching me is getting smarter and smarter. Just like the FBI agent that keeps watching me. Hey, boo. Am I cute? I wink at my computer all the time.
That's because you're sick. And you talk about me talking to myself. At least I'm keeping it to myself. She really wants to talk to the person on the other side of her phone.
I'm just saying. I'm like, how my hair look today? Tim.
Right. Snap a pic if I look cute.
It's like good. Right. I wonder if he likes me.
Don't say that. That's peeping time.
I mean, they looking at me anyway. They peeping anyway.
Oh, yeah, I guess.
It's like,
I want to know if somebody like strips in front of their phone all sexy because they think somebody on the other end.
Who does that? Just turn your phone off or your computer screen off. Right. And you just
for real.
Nobody wants to see me strip. I promise.
I think it'll be funny.
Not because of the way my body looks. It's because, like, when I think of a stripper, I think of shit that like moves, like jiggles, right? Like you have to, like your butt has to be able to.
It has move. To move doing everything, pretty much.
Like it's like
in the air, upside down,
wavy. Like you have sound waves in your ass. Me, don't nothing move. I wish it did.
Had more jiggle.
Yeah, I wish I had more jiggle.
I'm jealous.
I'm jealous of jiggly butts.
Jiggly butts.
Yeah, but anyway.
This was real.
This was real.
Try to see this picture.
Are you a hater?
Who, me?
Yeah.
Of what?
Me. Oh. Anyway, guys.
No, I've never been a hater in my life. I probably have been, but I honestly can't remember. I don't pay enough attention to people these days to hate on them or be jealous. Maybe I should so I can get a little more motivation.
I don't know. Like you said, I wonder what's the line between hate or envy, and I just don't like it. I just don't like it.
Because you honestly can't be constructively criticizing people. I was about to say that all wrong. Criticizing people anymore because everybody considers you a hater. If you just be like, nah, that ain't for me.
Or if you see, you know what else, too? Like
or being vocal that you don't like something.
Yeah. I also think when you see the flaw in someone's system being their social media and what they portray, and you see the flaw, like, girl, y'all in a relationship, but he ain't never posted you.
Or, like, that's what I mean by reality stars. Y'all feed us this show. Then y'all get on this platform and get mad at us. Like, I feel like this is an everlasting dilemma. And I don't want to bring it up because I actually like her. But Tammy, I feel like this is a thing that people go back and forth for her all the time about the surgery. About her having surgery on her body or not having surgery.
Tammy who?
From
Roman?
Is that her name?
Oh, Tammy Walker.
Yeah.
Walker Sammy?
Tammy Rivera. That's her last name. I'm like, yeah, Tammy Roman, but it's Tammy Rivera.
Mm.
And I feel like I see it all the time. People are like, you had surgery, you didn't have surgery, you had surgery, you didn't have surgery. I don't believe that she didn't have surgery.
That she didn't?
Yeah, I believe that she did. Like, I believe that she did, but she's telling us that she didn't. You get what I'm saying? And you kind of have to, like, you're sitting back like, I know I'm not crazy, but okay. And it's like later on comes down to like, oh, I had breast surgery or I had this surgery. And it's like, huh, like you, like, why do y'all do this?
That waist thing, how her waist got so small.
Yeah. Like it's just in just different instances with people. You see something happen. They put something out on social media. Somebody's smart enough to spend all day in social media and put two and two together, you know. The spies, the people who put all this stuff out and who got the time. But
her.
You go, right. No, I can figure some shit out.
I also think that because people put everything on social media, if you worked out for that body, you would have showed it. You would have shown us what you were doing. And it's like, when you disappear
and come back.
And then come back, and now you want to show, like, flat tummy tea. It's like, when it's already been proven that it don't work.
Yeah.
Like,
y'all gassy as hell.
Oh. Or you sharting. You got motorcycle Jones and your draws. Don't wear no white draws. Ew. I wonder, do people wear white thongs? Because, think about it.
No, I don't want to think about it. No.
Think about it. If you take, like, detox tea, right?
Please don't have diarrhea on the thong.
I'm just saying, like, you, like, when you drink detox tea, like, you go.
Y'all have fun with that.
And, Sometimes. I'm not saying like sometimes you don't make it.
You wear white drawers.
No, I'm saying like, all I'm saying is, it's like, oh, you got thongs on.
Oh, no. I will say that the bathroom, no. This has nothing to do with detoxing tea. But it is a difficult situation to rush to the bathroom when you have so much on, like the thongs, the waist beads, the high waist jeans. Like, you snatch on everything. I've popped, like, it's getting out of hand.
Wait, you popped like real waist beads or them elastic waist beads?
I've never had those. I'm saying, like, when you high waisted and you trying to pull your pants down to go pee, and you have to go pee really bad.
I need my waist beads don't hang that low yet.
Where they at, sis?
Up here. When I lose weight, it'll go down like this.
That's why I got 2-1, one for weight loss, one for security purposes. Confidence.
Security in your own emotions. I want to feel secure.
Yep. One is for confidence purposes, so it can slide off, and the other one, the real one, gonna roll down to be where it's supposed to be.
I can't lie. I feel so bad. I don't miss another class.
She couldn't wait to miss this class.
No, that's why I kept looking at my what's name, and that's why I was like, all right, well, jealousy, da da da, at 6. It was like 6:50.
It's 6:45.
I know. No, it's not.
Don't it's, lie to the people. We on real time.
It's
12 o'clock.
All right, yeah, we really going to get off the phone. I don't miss my class.
Not so let's on talk the about phone. Some- this is how you know she's lying. We about to get off the phone, y'all. Not on the phone.
I'm tired, y'all.
This is a real situation. This is serious. Podcast. A-Pen. Follow me. Don't follow me.
I'm tired.
Here she go. It's because this room doesn't have any windows, so you don't know. It's like a nocturnal situation.
What? That's why I'm tired? No. That's not it.
Because I woke up.
I'm tired because I already didn't go to bed till after 2, and then here come Thomas.
And now she a vampire and she's sleepy.
Thomas, here he come at 4. Talking about, I can get in there with you.
Netflix.
I can get in there with you. Get in where? Right there. I don't have school today. It's 4 o'clock. He already knew. You was just joking when you said we had to go to bed. Nah, nigga, you went to bed. What do you mean? How's that a joke?
You joking with him. Stop playing with Thomas.
I know. All right, y'all. We really about to get off these mics. See? Stop playing with me. Don't jealous me. Stop being jealous of Beyonce and Jay-Z.
Who?
Peep. Stop being jealous of me and my husband.
Y'all some haters.
Stop being jealous of our podcast.
I fly above all the haters. We got to get candy.
That was my bird.
Bye.
All right.
Love bye. You guys.
Follow us. Subscribe.
Tell a friend to tell a friend.
Tell a friend to tell a friend. That is the best form of advertisement is word of mouth. So let them know about us. Promise to have a good time. And anything you guys want us to talk about, let us know. And if you want to be on the show, just hit us in our DMs.
That's not a guarantee. She just said just hit her up.
I talk to everybody. Everybody who's
she's actually really good with it.
She everybody it. Who's asked to be a part of the show, I've communicated, and we're actually going to start doing these interviews probably in a week or two.
Can't wait to see you.
Not interviews, because we don't have interviews. We have conversations. We're going to start having these conversations in about a week or two. I'm really excited.
Corona ain't over. She got scared. All right.
You know what? All right, we out. Bye. Follow me.